I've just had to change some things, so that's why I'm still going to talk about it this morning. Anyway, it's still very relevant. So it's about letting your light shine. Let your light shine. That's what I'm going to talk about. And we'll see a small clip first. Then I'll come out again to say what I want to say. And I know it's way past Christmas now, and all the lights are down. And I'm not like the guy in the skit guy that says, leave your light on all year long. No. If not, your electricity bills will be really off the roof. But God has commanded us to do one thing. Let our light shine all the year round. That's what I'm going to talk about this morning. Letting your light shine all year round. I'll ask Mandy to read for me Matthew 5:16, please. Yes, Matthew 5:16. Okay, what happens if we decorate our houses for Christmas and we just cover it all with cloth or something? What happens? What will happen? Someone answer me. You know, if you decorate your house and then you just cover it all up with kind of, no one sees it, no one appreciates it. You know, just there, you know. You know that you've decorated, but no one's going to say, oh, that's a beautiful, you know, it's not going to shine, nothing, no one sees it. So, and when you cover your light up, no one will see how beautiful it is. No point decorating your house, actually, if you do want to put the light on and then cover it up all again. And the Bible passage we read now tells us we should let our light shine so that people will see our good works and praise our Father in heaven. If God says, let your light shine, that means the light is already there. He's already put the light there for us. So it's all we have to do is to allow it to shine. So why light? Why? Why did God want us to shine? Why does he want us to allow this light to shine? The first thing God created was actually light. He said, let there be light. Because God knows the importance of light. Because God, our God, is a God of light. And if you look around these days, there's so many darknesses around. On the news, everywhere, if you turn around, there's darkness. And just imagine a little bit of candle, just those the small candles, tea light that we light on. If that tea light is in one corner of this room when it's dark, it gives light. That's exactly what God wants us to be. In this dark, dark world, he wants us to shine and be an example, a good one. And light is an illuminating agent. It affects everything, and without it, there will be no life. Plants survive by light. We can't survive without it. Just if we close our eyes and just imagine a life without light, it's just going to be very gloomy, very dark. No one knows what's going around. It's just so, I can't even imagine. I can't picture it, a life without light. That's why God created light first. Because of its importance. And then light is mostly used when referring to goodness and godliness. That's what we have as a child of God, to radiate goodness, to show goodness. Good deeds without Christ is nothing. You can donate to charity, you can do everything good. It's good to be good, but goodness without Christ, it's just good work, nothing. Just nothing. But if you add that good deed, no matter how tiny it is, with Christ in your life, it makes a lot of difference. And Mandy will help me read John 1:5. This passage will reveal to us that God is light.
That shows.
Darkness will never ever understand light. And that's why wherever there is darkness and there's a bit of light, darkness vanishes. It vanishes. So if you put that tea light in this whole big room of darkness, it goes on. So because darkness can't comprehend light, there's no how darkness is going to overcome light. It might seem sometimes that, oh, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Dark things and all that. But as soon as there's a sparkle of light, it vanishes. The other reason for light is that light causes movement or change as a force. Scientists, people, you know, students now should know, they say light travels in straight line. If light travels in straight line, for us as children of God, that means light can cause a positive change. It reacts positively to cause change to the glory of God. You are expected to be a strong force for God everywhere we are. In school, at work, in our homes, with our families, everywhere, we need to show that we have that light in us. We are children of God. Then when we talk about this now, we may be thinking, well, how do I let my light shine? What can I do to let my light shine? As a child of God, you have life, which is Christ, and Christ is the light of men. It's also in the Bible, John 1:4. Yes. That's Christ. In Christ, there is life and light of men. Anyone that has got Christ in him, you can't even help it. You just want to do it. You just want to do what the Lord asks you to do. You want to reach out to those people that need it. You want to let people know what you stand for. You want to say the truth. You want to be faithful. You want to be what God wants you to be. That's shining your light. And we have been empowered. If God says let your light shine, you have Christ in you already as a child of God. So you just have to allow it. We've been empowered to do it by God, to do the unimaginable things for him. You don't have to start big. You don't have to, show by, conquering the whole world. He wants us to start right in our heart first, to change our attitude. Then, to your family, immediate family, then you can move on. Then move in your church, in the church where you are and everything you do. Just a little bit. That's what God is asking us to do. In our little corner. Said light track straight line. This means integrity. I think I've done. If you have the light of God in you, then you won't be dealing, with shady things. You won't involve in shady things. You won't be lying. You won't be doing things that God doesn't want you to do. You'll be trustworthy. You'll be faithful in whatever you lay your hands to do. And if we are to shine our light, we will be faithful in our callings. What are you called to do as a child of God? Are you faithful in your calling? Are you doing the right thing that God wants you to do? This is not all meant for the adults or the children too, your kids. In your school, are you being good? Do you want to be popular and join the bad ones and say, oh, yeah, so that they'll be my friend? God is saying you have to. Shining your light means people not being popular, but you've got to obey God. See that there's no gray. There's a song that Talani found on YouTube. It says no gray. Is that black or white? And if you are sitting right here today, I believe you already heard of who Jesus Christ is. So you know who Christ is because it's come to the world to die for your sin. You've accepted him in your life. I assume everyone here has accepted Christ. And if you haven't done so, this is the time to do so. So if you have Christ in you, it's light. You have to choose light, not darkness, no gray. It can't be gray, black or white. It has to be black or white. Okay. I'm supposed to be doing an experiment, but I forgot my candle at home. It's okay. I just wanted to light a candle and then ask Day to help me, Day and Jailo to help me. Do you have magic? Day? Jailo, can you come and help me? I think you are just both. You're the only ones in my class here today. Okay? Maria is getting me a candle. So we're going to do a small experiment now. Perform a small experiment. No, you're not going to burn yourself. You must have done this in school before, but just to remind us and just, you know, get us thinking about it again. Did you find one? Oh, tea light. Okay. Can you get me a cup, please? Just a, you know, like a glass cup or something to... Pardon me. I can hold it. Jailo, hold, can hold that for me. You can face everyone. Face. Okay. All right. Hold it and cover the candle. Cover it straight up. Yeah. Let's see what happens in a minute. I'm not sure I'm covering it properly. Oh, that's it. Who knows why it's gone off when we covered the candle? Who can tell me what happened? Why did it go off? Do you know? What? Sorry. No air. No oxygen. Yes, that's what I was looking for. You can go and thank you. It's okay. Sorry. Oh dear. Everyone's coughing. I'm so sorry. All right, there's no oxygen. That's why the candle went off. And we have oxygen. Our oxygen is the Holy Spirit. If you light your candle and you don't respond to the Spirit of God in you, it goes off. Because as a child of God, you have the Spirit of God tells you to do, you know, the right thing. Do what, you know, you're asking to do. But as soon as you stop listening to the voice of the Lord and you just respond to yourself, then the candle goes off. We need oxygen to exist, like breathing. That's the same way a child of God needs the Spirit of God to survive. And our candles need the life of Christ in us to keep burning. That's the experience. I'm so sorry. I caused everyone cough. So if there's no oxygen, no light. And if the Spirit of God is not in you, then you can't shine. And Mandy's going to read for me my last passage now, Isaiah 61. That verse was directed at Jesus Christ, but it is also for us today. The Lord has commanded us to shine. It says, arise and shine. This is a command for you this year. Arise and shine for God. Arise and shine. The glory of God is upon you. And let your light shine. So shine that people around you see Christ in you. Let people know that you are, you know, let people read you. As, because how many people pick up the Bible these days? And they want to, they search us out. They look out for us and say, oh, she goes to church. That person goes to church every time. She's carrying her Bible every time. I'll see how she's going to behave in this situation. That's people reading us and trying to see if we stand for what we say we believe. Sometimes it's hard, but God says it's there every time, all the way for us. And if we have, it says, Christ in me is the hope of glory. Christ in us, with Christ in us, there's nothing impossible. It may be hard, but you know, it's not impossible. So let your light so shine that people around you see Christ in you. Will you let them see it this year? Would you let your light shine even more this year? As a church, we are trying, you know, this is where God, it's right back in the middle of Laramie. That's where this church is. There's a purpose for that, so that we shine out, we radiate the light. Right? Say, a light placed on a hill cannot be hidden. We are right there to shine a bright to every corner of this. We are doing our bit as a church. How about you individually? What are you doing to proclaim Christ? So many darkness out there. As we sing our last song, we sing this song every time, but this time around, this morning, I want us to sing it more with meaning. It might look like a child's song, you know, Sunday school song, but this song this morning is for us all. Let our little light shine. From this kid's bed, says all year round, not only at Christmas. Yes, at Christmas, we want to do this, do that, and without the cross, there's no Christmas. Without Christmas, no cross. It's just, you know, interchange. We can't take one without the other. Christ has come to give life and to give it in abundance. Are you going to take it this morning? Are you going to hold on to it? Are you going to do what he asks you to do and make a difference? God help us. Amen.